And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm a little hesitant to start the show like this. Is it okay with the two of you? I should have run this past you off air. If I start on a little negative.
Hilarious
that this is when the show starts for him.
Yeah, start the show off.
Now, to be fair, it's been quite the staggered start today of the show, but that's okay. We won't talk to...
If you listen to the show,
you
would
know. Did you turn up late?
He's pointing at me.
Yeah.
He's pointing at me when he
Which is a safe assumption, however.
Did you turn up late?
18 years in commercial radio, first one.
Boss man.
First one.
How do you discipline yourself?
Oh God, I don't want to watch.
No, it's quite the smack bottom.
The old cat of nine tails. He gets
office.
Out of his cupboard.
He's got the camera linked memory paddle.
Well, when you're finished with that paddle, I want to use it on Woolworths.
Oh, okay.
We're naming. All right. We're naming people. Good people.
Nah, not all good people. Because... You know how much eggs cost right now?
I don't know. And I get mine from a guy.
Yeah. Tom's been promising to bring some for me for the last 2 years and has
not delivered one single
egg to me,
by the way.
She keeps
taking them.
They're delicious.
They are good, aren't they?
They are ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
And I have bitten my tongue for probably a month or two now because we get one of those, you know, the jumbo egg sort of like dozen eggs.
See, that's the
what
other
do you
thing.
Get them? Yep. Free range or cage?
The more cage, the better. That's a joke. Just now to get to you, that's a joke.
Now with extra cruelty.
Seriously, if you get caged, shame on you.
I was joking,
I'm
by
just
the
saying.
Way. But
it does shame surprise on you, Cameron, because you can afford it.
It does surprise me that caged eggs are still, like, they're still on the shelf. You know, like, when I see them, I'm like, who's buying them?
And now they're just advertised a little differently. Like, oh, hens get to see the sun for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Well, you know what else they're doing?
What?
They're screwing us over in a big way, whether caged or free range. We do get free range. But whatever they're giving, they are making me so angry because... So,
I'm so scared.
2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, dozen eggs. They were all that small.
Oh, tiny.
That they
tiny
were like
eggs.
Little baby bird eggs.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Okay, so quail eggs is what you're used
quail,
to.
Quail, yep, yeah, sure. Pheasant.
Peacock eggs.
I breathed my way through that one. I'm going, okay, bad batch, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So yesterday I went to make myself an omelette for lunch. Mm. Just felt like a little omelette. Bit of capsicum, bit of ham, bit of some tomato, cheese, that sort of thing. Went in there, grabbed my eggs. Couldn't get the eggs out. They were stuck in there. Stuck, sort of gluey, like, I don't know what. So, egg, broken egg.
Nah.
I'm like, oh, God, okay. Next one, stuck as well.
Yeah.
I lost four freaking eggs. Four freaking eggs.
That's like $23 worth of egg.
Yes, because they were stuck to the carton because some incompetent person at Woolworths decided, let's make something that's completely fragile like eggs stick to the carton. Therefore, when you try and remove them, they break.
Two things, Cameron Ling. Two things about that. I feel your pain, right? And it's happened to me before. So when I do buy eggs, before we got our chooks, when I was buying eggs, I would lift and open it up, lift and swivel every egg in the dozen. I mean, you're taking...
Really?
You're taking an 18-pack. The other thing you can do is look at the bottom of it because you'll see it'll come through the cardboard. If there's a yolk leak, it'll... change the colour.
Yeah, so
colour.
They haven't stuck them down, Dol.
I know they didn't stick them down, but whatever's in there, it's whatever.
It's a broken egg that's
probably spread to the others. Do you know, the other thing, though, is you cannot...
Don't break the egg.
You cannot trust Woolworths for the handling of the fragile foods because the amount of times that I have bought taco shells from that joint...
Oh, my God, the taco shells. I've never had a problem.
Coles seem to be able to nail it. But Woolworths always, you get it and you're like, yeah, I'm up for tacos. Oh, but they're all shattered.
Oh, I'm actually up for chips.
Okay.
So angry.
Yeah, fair, but also not really fair.
Why?
No, because they haven't stuck them down.
I know it's not glue. Yeah, I'm not that big.
So that's
idiot.
On you. You've got to check the eggs. You've got to check the eggs.
Credit to you that you go around and you check and swivel every single
egg. I'm not an idiot.
He doesn't have time for that.
5223295 Do you go and before you buy your eggs? Do you check them? Do you do the lift and swiv?
Yeah. We'll give you a bag of potatoes. That's
another thing to add to the list for Jeeves to do then.
Leave our gear
for my staff, he says.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Loggy, I brought a fun fact to the table yesterday.
Yeah, you did. And I was like, oh my God. Any excuse to bring it back up again. You're like, does anyone know anyone that has these cats?
Yeah.
And I do. Yeah. And it's my beautiful cousin, Paul. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Lauren. How are you?
So, Paul, you have Sphinx cats. Is that right?
Yes, we do.
And so for those that don't know, the inside-out cats, the ones that don't have any fur, what are your cats' names again?
Gracie, Will, and Freddie.
Oh, bless.
So did you get one and then love them so much that you got another two, or did they come as a sort of trio?
No. It was bought one.
Yeah.
And then, one's not enough, and then a second one.
Yeah.
And then the second one wasn't enough.
Yeah.
So we bought the third. Because there's three of us in the family, well, we've all got a cat each.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, Tom brought a little fact to the table, as he just mentioned yesterday. Is it okay if maybe he runs this fact past you and just to get your thoughts on it being a Sphinx cat owner?
Yeah.
All right, tell me.
Paul, the fact reads, Sphinx cats have no hairs on them or around their a-hole, so when they sit on things, it suction cups to the surface and leaves a ring of butthole grease when they get up.
No.
It doesn't. No.
It doesn't.
Oh.
No.
Not that you've seen. There could be invisible butthole grease all around your house.
Yeah, well, definitely not that.
So definitely not.
So, Paul, it's not like a little kid's toy that you can, like, put onto the the car window.
This cat keeps running away. I'm just going to stick it to the window. No.
Okay. See, Tom, make your little sound effect because
when they sit down and they're on a hard surface like your kitchen bench or whatever,
or a coffee table,
then when they get up, they don't go like a sort of. No.
No, they don't have that suction cup. No.
See, there you go. False advertising.
They'll feel a lot like your head, I reckon.
Oh, yes. He knows the show.
Don't mess with these cats, Tommy.
I thought I looked more like a thumb rather than a cat's asshole, but there you go. All right. Paul, thank you so much for enlightening us, mate. Appreciate it.
Nah, anytime.
I'm a bit disappointed, to be honest.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Ma, what's your name? Ma, I'll guess. Ma, what's Dad's name? Trevor.
This for a thought.
Yeah.
If we finally get one right,
yeah,
and it's going to be a great celebration, the reward for everybody else who's joining the game all year is we stop playing that.
Yeah, we record one with you.
I think we just stop playing the game. I think once we hit that.
Oh, no.
That's just a good way to kill that intro. Yeah. Do you know what I would love?
One of you
I would love you to do a little, like, surprise and I play the thing next
would
week.
Would you? I'd love you to do a surprise and do one too. All so right. Get in there.
Surprise for you right here.
Oh, that's so offensive.
Wow. Katie from Grovedale's on the line. Katie, do you reckon if we guess your dad's or mum's name right here, we should dump the intro song?
No, definitely not. Lady intro song.
Yeah. Stick it to him, Katie. I love it.
All right, Katie. Is it mum or dad that we're guessing?
Dad.
Is dad still with us?
Yes.
Okay. Is he in the room right now?
No, it's such an odd thing to say.
No, I need to know because I want to be. No, I do because I want to be respectful.
But Tommy, you can be respectful. Anyway.
He's not in the room, but he will be in his car listening.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's
Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Pressure.
All right, we get one question. And because that can be your question.
It's not
his
my
dad's
question.
Still with it. Yeah.
No, so that's part of the setup. It's the preamble of
all
the
right.
game.
Well, give us your question now.
The rules.
Okay, you want me to open? All right, Katie from Gravedale, tell us, is your dad a sock, sock, shoe, shoe guy or sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
Neither.
Oh, amazing.
He wears slides. He's a slides dad.
A thongs guy.
He's a thongs guy.
Okay, amazing.
Okay, good.
Oh, cool. That might tie in with my question. If, like, Dad was just looking to just pass some time away, a little bit of a hobby, a little bit of something, would he prefer to go fishing, early morning fishing, maybe out on the bay, that sort of thing? Or would he prefer to be just tinkering away in his workshop?
Tinkering away, mowing the lawns.
Mm. Mowing and tinkering. Okay, well, this kind of goes
into his songs.
Careful.
This kind of goes into my realm too, Lingy. So I'm just, we've had the question, I've got to go with it. Katie, does your dad regularly, can't say that word, play a sport of any kind?
No.
Okay.
No. So notorious for doing a hammy, so taking care of himself.
Again, should have worn sneakers, not thongs.
No, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so he doesn't wear shoes. He either goes barefoot, thongs, slides, right?
The only sport he does these days is playing with the grandkids.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So we've got a lot of extra information today.
Yeah, good. I felt like I almost cut Katie off then.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if we win and we have too much information, it's not really a win.
Won't taste good.
Tommy, go.
Katie, is your dad's name Rob or Robert?
No.
I'm feeling, Katie, nickname Wazza. His name's Warren.
No.
Oh, my God, so much pressure.
It's on you, love.
Okay, come on, babe.
I'm thinking it's in the song. It's part of the song. But I'm feeling it today. Is it Trev or Trevor?
No.
What's his name?
Neil.
Oh, we were Neil-o. So close. Such a Neil vibe.
I know. Gosh.
Sorry, Neil-o.
Sorry, Neil.
Sorry, Neilos.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.